Smile. 90.4 FM.
So when you have a toddler at home, you have to come up with quite creative ideas to keep them occupied indoors on a rainy day. I mean, you'll know, Bobby.
Yep.
Especially when husband is working and you're alone at home with them all day long, which was the case on Saturday. And my mom gave me this great idea. She says, why don't you go and buy a packet of cheap pasta like macaroni and you let Seb go wild playing on the floor with the dry pasta.
Nice idea.
And it worked like a charm. I've got to say, he really enjoyed himself. He took all the pasta and he poured it from one little plastic container into the other, and then he poured it from the other container into his bucket, and he took his little outdoor spade that he uses in the sandpit and he used that to dig around in the pasta bucket. And then he took a couple of these pieces of macaroni and he planted it in the pot plants. He was having a ball, man.
Oh, you're going to have macaroni trees. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Some of the macaroni made it into the shower drain. He gave a handful to the cat and tried and let the cat eat it. He sneezed on the macaroni a couple of times. I stood on a few pieces. I've got to say, if you think stepping on a Lego is bad, have you stepped on broken pasta?
Never had the privilege.
It hurts.
Oh, okay.
It hurts. Anyway, so after I put him to bed on Saturday night, I took a little brush and a scoppy and I swept up all the pasta off the floor and I put it into a Tupperware for him to play with the next day. Sunday morning, I landed up taking Sebi to Tiger Valley for a couple of hours, and when I got home, I walked through the front door and I was tired and I was hungry, and I handed Seb to Peter and I flopped down on the couch and my stomach started grumbling. You know, you've heard it before.
We are familiar with your grumbling tummy, yes.
So Peter goes, oh, you're hungry. I made mac and cheese. I ate mine. Yours is in the fridge.
Oh, dear.
And he never cooks. And I said, you made it yourself. Which pasta did you use for the mac and cheese?
No.
And he said, ugh, that macaroni that was in the Tupperware bucky on the kitchen counter.
No.
He made mac and cheese with Sebi's floor pasta. And my heart sank and I felt sick. Now, I was faced with a dilemma. Do I tell him? Or do I say nothing? Bearing in mind, my portion is sitting in the fridge. So if I say nothing, I'm going to have to eat it too.
What did you do?
Well, I felt so terrible about him having eaten the floor pasta that I had left in the kitchen. I wouldn't have been able to live with myself keeping this information from him. But more importantly, I didn't want to eat it myself to save face. So I told him. And it was not good.
Because he'd already had his.
Yep. So first he started dry heaving. And then I got into big trouble.
But
he was like, how can you put that in a Tupperware in the kitchen and not label it floor food? Do not eat.
Floor food.
Why didn't you put a sticker on it that said Sebi's Toys or flipping Sifferoni? Now, I don't know whether it was the gagging or the way he said flipping Sifferoni really angrily. But at that point, I just could not contain myself anymore. And you know when you're not allowed to laugh, which is when you start. So I was trying to keep a really straight face, but my shoulders were shaking and my eyes were watering. And I just collapsed into this uncontrollable laughter, which, as you can imagine, did not go down well either. And then he stormed off and I spent the rest of the day apologizing and trying to make it up to him. We're fine now, by the way. But I have since used my label maker to print out a little tag that says Sifferoni and plucked that on the Tupperware in case it ever happens again. Which, you know, it won't, because that's the last time he ever makes food in our house. So, yeah, my rule for a happy relationship is communicate on every little thing.
Oh.
And maybe invest in a label maker.
Smile Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast.
6 tot 9.
9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.